Well, we're going to look forward to what the Lord has for the cottage. I know Sister Diane. I've known Sister Diane a lot of years. We grew up in the same church together a few years ago. I can't remember, maybe 12, 15 years ago or something like that. And I've known Brother Peter for that same amount of time, growing up in that same place. And now camp counselors, I can't tell you how long Brother Peter has been the head counselor in the village and Sister Diane in the cottage. They could tell you, maybe they will, but it's been a few years. But we're looking for something new and fresh this year, something that God will do in and through the cottage counselors, the village counselors, and the staff that will be working with them. And so we want to hear from both Sister Diane and Brother Peter. Usually the lady goes first, but in this case she needs to because the cottage comes before the village. So Sister Diane, come if you would, please.
Okay, it's good to be back here third period and to be in the cottage once again. I'm so thankful, first of all, for the counselors that I have this year. They're the same crew as last year, which makes it so much easier, so much better, because we all know each other well. We know how we work together. And they're all godly women, and that I'm so thankful for. And I'm also thankful for the kids that will be coming, because God wants them here. And we have to do our job. You praying for us and the children, and us doing what we can to open these minds and hearts to the Word of God. Our theme this year is following Jesus. We're going to be walking with him day by day through different parts of his journey in his life and learning different things. For example, we will meet him in Bethlehem and find out that God keeps his promises. He promised a Messiah, he promised a Savior, and it happened. And so it's good for these children to learn when they're young, God keeps promises, his promises. Every promise in the Bible is for us. So that's the first lesson, and that's just all I'm going to tell you so far, because I just want to don't give too much away. But this morning we started off with 18. Tonight we have 19. So things happen like that. We are a little short in help, a little bit. We have some challenges I see ahead, but God can work all these things through. So please continue to pray for us as we work with these children and do the normal hiking and fishing and rowing and all of that, which is all fun and it's all good. But I pray that all of these 19 children will know that they can walk daily with Jesus. It's not just in church, it's not just here, but every day. And how important, how wonderful that would be for these 6, 7, and 8-year-olds to know that early in their life, and who knows what God can do with them as they grow older.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Lord. Brother Peter.
I love technology, except when it does what it wants sometimes. But it's so good to be here. So thankful for that first chorus we sang. Calvary covers it all. What a beautiful, beautiful hymn. It's just what I needed to hear, and how important that is. And, you know, it's good to look back, right? It's good to look back. What has God done for you? What did God do last period? And these, the fact that our sins and our struggles and the things that God helped us through, you don't want to just necessarily leave them in the past. And here's what I mean by that. The Lord uses that stuff that you're so glad to be rid of, to be a blessing to others. And so it's really important. What good is it if somebody who was really perfect in every possible way shares with you what things? Oh, it's kind of nice in a way if there's such a person. But really, isn't it better to have somebody who struggled in the way that you struggled come alongside you and stand beside you and lift you up and pray with you and all of that? And that's the calling. And so I'm so thankful for what God has done for us. We are expecting a crowd down at the Village as well. So the cottage is going to be crowded. The Village will be too. I'm so happy to see the numbers come up past that time period of COVID, right? I'm so glad that's over. And we're back to 70 kids. So we are excited to have 70 kids come. Been a couple of years, but the Lord has been faithful. And when you... So I'm a teacher doing most of the year, and then I always say to myself somewhere in the beginning of the year, like, well, I think where I'm headed and the kind of things that we want to do, and wouldn't it be nice to have all my lessons done by the end of the school year? And of course, it never ever happens. It's never happened. I don't know how many years I've been head counselor, but it's never happened. So I make some progress, but then once school is out, I get a chance to work through a few things. But I was really blessed by the decision the trustees had made, of wherever that decision is, with that Brother Ernie level, to have it at the to have prayer as the focus this year. And I thought, man, I don't remember if we've done that in the past. Maybe we have. I just don't recall it being on prayer. And it's something that the Lord has been dealing with me in my own life for a while. Even last year, I remember I was. There's some things that I was reading and going through and thinking about, and so I'm so glad that happened. And so our lessons this year, as a group, are on prayer. And, you know, I think back of Calvary covers it all. You think about the struggles that you went through, and you know, God has seen you through, and you're moving forward in Him. And yes, it's not always a straight linear path. It's not always just exactly up. You have ups and downs, but God has been faithful. And that's one of the nice things about looking back. Aren't there times when you can look back and say, you know, God has been faithful? I remember one year we had, We don't have time for craft, okay? So, Brother, just so you know, we're real busy. We have a lot of other stuff that we do, but we don't have a lot of time for craft. But one year we did have a craft, and we painted a rock. And look, how lame is that? You painted a rock. But I had a purpose for it, because that's prior to coming up to camp, it was a very, very trying time in my life because of... this whirlwind that I got wrapped up in and going in being at work. And it was a very dark time because there were things being said that were completely untrue and completely unfair and not right. And the only thing you could do is look to the Lord, and you didn't know, and you didn't know what was going to happen. It wasn't until the very last day of school that particular year that I realized that we're through the woods. I won't go into any of those details, but it came to me. That's when we looked up. That was the one craft I'll never forget. Was an Ebenezer. And if you don't know what an Ebenezer is, you should look it up, because it's really an amazing thing. I think we underplay Ebenezers. So we used a rock, and we had the kids think about, hey, what is it in your life where you saw that God was faithful? And they painted that rock, and some of them put Pilgrim Camp, you know, whatever year that was, and wrote that down, and it's okay, and all that sort of thing. But we emphasized the point of having a remembrance of a time and a place where God did something for you that you will never forget. And so those are wonderful moments. So we're preparing for these lessons up. I'm going to talk about prayer, look at various Bible stories and bring them out. You know, we like battles, right? Battles are great. But there's one battle that sums it up. And my wife gave away one of the lessons that she's going to be teaching. I'll give you a hint at one that we'll be going through, too, which speaks to me very, very much so as we prepare for the kids coming up tomorrow. There's a lot of stress that we put as counselors on ourselves, you know, here they come. Oh boy, are we ready? Because we know what's going to happen. It's going to be chaos and it's going to be really busy for 2 weeks straight. And you wonder, am I prepared? Do I have everything right? Well, at this stage, we've done all that we can do. But I don't have that sense of a burden in that way this year. And it came to me because it's from one of the lessons that we'll go through, and that is from 2 Chronicles 20, if you remember the story of Jehoshaphat. Such a great story. The enemies of God's people are coming up, those who they had been kind to way back in their history. They're coming up to take advantage at a point in time when Israel seemed to be a little bit weaker, God's children a little weaker. But Jehoshaphat was there. He was the king. He knew that this enemy, this horde was going to come. Three different armies, three different places surrounding the place. And you know, if you've ever been outnumbered, you know kind of what that feels like maybe. But boy, knowing that you're facing certain death, and Lord, what are we going to do? We're not even strong enough to fight this army. And of course, if you know that story, what an amazing deliverance God gives. And what I love is Jehoshaphat's honesty. He just lays it out before the Lord, and it's I mean, if Jehoshaphat lived today, he'd probably be an attorney, I think, because he really talks to the Lord and says to him things like, you gave us this land. We are your people. And here these other ones want to take away the promise that you've given to us. This is our land. And Lord, what do we do? And the Lord just says very simply, the battle is mine. The battle is mine. It is not yours. The battle is mine. And that's how I feel about this coming 2 weeks. This is God's work. We've done everything we can. We've prayed. We've thought about lessons. We've prepared them. But, you know, all of that's nothing unless the Lord Jesus Christ is there. And so we're so excited that the Lord will be there. I have said this many times in the past, or several times in the past. I remember one of the times when Brother Edwin was still with us. Called me just before I think it was like on a day like today, just before the kids come up, and he talked to me and he had this word, and I don't know why God gave it to him, but I needed it at that point, and it has stood by, and God has been faithful. He said, you know what? God is able. Three words. He said it about seven times. But God is able. And so tonight, I come with confidence, not in anything that I've done. And I feel blessed, too, to have a group of counselors that have been with us for... They've been villagers. They came in as 8, 9-year-olds and worked their way all the way through and then became junior counselors. And some of them are counselors now. And every single one of them has had, you know, has been through. And I'm so thankful for them. But, Lord, I'm more thankful that the Lord is able. The Lord is going to do this work. And I'm looking forward to what God has for us. It is his work. He is able. And we're going to go into this battle with singing and with praising. Yes. And the Lord's going to win. Amen. And the Lord is going to take ground. And that's what we're counting on. Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. We want to give Ebenezer some credit tonight. Not Ebenezer Scrooge. I'm talking about the Ebenezer that Brother Peter was referring to. Before we sing number 9 in the hymn book, that's where we give him credit, or give Ebenezer credit. Let me ask those of you that are here, you remember what Brother Peter said about Ebenezer? It's a stone of remembrance. You can remember God had worked something wonderful in your life, in a situation or a circumstance. Now, how many of you here tonight can think of a stone of remembrance? You got a stone, you got something that you can remember that God has ever done for you before and helped you through and with you. A lot of stones of remembrance. Okay, well, it's good to remember the past, remember what God has done, and then to go into the battles or go into the new territory with confidence that he who has been faithful will remain faithful, as the Apostle Paul writes to us. So here I raise my Ebenezer. Hither by thy help I've come. And I hope by thy good pleasure safely to arrive through these next 2 weeks, or safely to arrive at home. Maybe you'd like to stand together as we sing number 9 in our hymn book.
Come thou fount of every blessing, to my heart to sing thy praise, and thy mercy never ceasing, all for songs of loudest praise. Pledge me in some melodious sonnet, sung by flaming tongues above.
Last stanza, let's pray together for the counselors, Sister Diane and the group that are working with her, Brother Peter and the gentlemen that are serving up in the village in Onantham. Let's ask the Lord to bless them day by day. He is able, and he who has been faithful will remain faithful. And so let's just join our faith together for them, that God will bless them even tonight in preparing them for whatever lies before. They don't know, but God knows. And Lord, we thank you for every one of these men and women that have given themselves to you.
Yes, Lord.
Lord, how thankful we are for every counselor, for the work that you have done in their lives, in their hearts, the way that you have helped them, dear Lord, to find you and to love you and to now have a desire to serve you. And Lord, we pray for every one of them. May they serve acceptably, with reverence, with godly fear.
Yes,
give them the equipment that they need, dear Lord. Give them the wisdom they need, the discernment they need. Give them the physical strength. Give them the spiritual strength and faith. Fill them with the Holy Ghost. Keep them clean day by day. Enable them to work together as one, as a unit, in unity. Dear Lord, we pray largely for our counselors.
Yes,
oh God, that you will do exceeding abundantly above that which they could even ask or think. They're thinking big and large. But Lord, we pray that you will surprise even the counselors, that you will bless them in ways that maybe they're not expecting. Lord, and minister, straighten out crooked places. Make the rough places plain. We pray, Lord, that you would make a way for the glory of the Lord to be revealed. Thank you, dear Lord, again for each one. We pray that you'll protect them and keep them physically from danger, from harm. Lord, watch over them. Cover them with your precious blood, we pray. In Jesus' name, and we thank you for it. Amen. Amen. Now, everybody except the rest of the staff may be seated. Counselors, you may sit. Guests, you may sit. If you're a staff, kitchen, office, whatever. Staff, stay up. Stay up. We want to know who to blame. We want to know who to thank for everything that's going to happen these next weeks. So get a look. Get your phones out. Take their picture so they can't disappear. But we don't want to do that. We want to pray for them. And we're, again, thankful for all of these. You know, they've come up, a lot of them, not all, but through the ranks, and now are serving in different capacities. And what a great thing it is. It's just wonderful to see. Young men, young women, old men, old women, doesn't matter. God takes everybody, and he can use every one of you. He wants to. He desires to. And I hope that you've come up expecting God to meet you and to work in your heart and life. But I also hope that you expect God to work through you, through your heart, through your life, not just in getting the dish on the table in time, but in the meetings, in faith, in the rooms, together with one another. Lord, make me a blessing to someone today, every day, every day. Lord, out of these lives may Jesus shine.
Amen.
We thank you for each one. Lord, it blesses my heart, many of our hearts, to see these young men and women that could be working somewhere and making something and doing something else. But Lord, here they are at camp.
Amen.
And they're here to serve you. They're here because they felt a pull in their hearts to give of their time, their talent, their energies.
Amen.
And we thank you for each one of them, Lord. And Lord, reward them. Bless them as only you can. And use them, dear Jesus, as they serve you. We pray that you will give them the endurance. Give them the wherewithal. Lord, teach them and make them teachable. We just pray, Lord, that you will keep your hand over this staff, dear Lord. In the kitchen, housekeeping, wherever they are, grounds. Lord, we just pray that your name will be glorified in and through our lives every moment of every day. And we thank you for it. In Jesus' name,
amen.
Amen. Amen. You may be seated. Let's all sing that last stanza.
Oh, to grace, how great a debt. Like a fetter, bind my wandering heart to thee. Wrong to wander, Lord, I feel it. Wrong to leave. Seal it for thy courts above.
Just before we look into the Bible a few moments, I have an announcement or two to make. One is tomorrow, as you've heard, the campers are coming. Camp doesn't really officially start till after lunch. The campers are welcome at 1:30. That's around the time the bus might arrive or the van. I understand there are 16 kids in the van and one older chaperone. And so we have to pray for the one older chaperone. That's Sister Sarah Klaus, is going to try to keep her eyes on 16. I don't think that'll be a problem for her at all. So pray for the kid. No, let's just pray for the bus, that the Lord will bring them here safely. But camp officially again opens tomorrow in the afternoon. Now, tomorrow morning, the guests that are here, we have table worship tomorrow morning, so that the rest of the staff can prepare and get everything ready for the arrivals. And so, guests, if you're going to eat breakfast in the palace, bring your Bible with you. But we'll have table worship, 30-minute table worship, tomorrow morning right after breakfast. Staff breakfast is at 7:30. Staff devotions are at 7:10, which means I should probably end the meeting very soon so that you can at least on the first day make it to staff devotions on time. And we will.